Episode number 53 of the Walking Naked podcast. We're your hosts, Justin and Kelly.
And we are the planet's best mother and son podcast team. I was just going to say mother podcast team, but then I thought I'll include you.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome. We're part of the Film Dispenser Podcast Network, and you can find all of the Film Dispenser podcasts on iTunes, on Stitcher, or on filmdispenser.com. You can also find this particular Walking Dead podcast on Spreaker.com. What the crap is a Spreaker?
Exactly. What is Spreaker? I don't know, but we're on it. So that's all that matters.
All right. Apparently, hey, if it has .com behind it, it wins.
Yeah. If it's on the internet, it must be true. So, right. And that's right. You can find us at all those places. And each and every week, especially when The Walking Dead is on, we will be diving into the wild and crazy world of Rick Grimes and crew. Full alert for show spoilers and the occasional naughty words. We're not quite so naughty on this show as we are in some of our other podcasts, but we'll be breaking down each episode of the show, as well as giving you our favorite moments, theories, and predictions, as well as behind-the-scenes commentary from the cast and creators. So please, this is where you've got to come in, people.
Please, do your part.
Yeah, do your part. Listen to us first. But then after that, do another thing. And do us a huge favor and rate and review the show on iTunes and Stitcher. So that way, eventually, we'll get big enough and bad enough that some of the show's actual cast members and creators, they'll notice us, they'll want to come on, they'll want to be a part of the Walking Naked team.
Exactly. And Andrew Lincoln will be your new daddy.
My new daddy. Exactly. What up, new daddy? Yeah, and also, if you're a longtime listener of The Walking Naked, we just have to point this out. That was our new fancy intro, so get used to it.
Yeah, and sometimes it'll be fancier.
Yeah, sometimes, not every time.
Well, it was the Spreaker part. Spreaker? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Spreaker. You did good. You did phenomenal. Thanks. Reading job. That was quite excellent.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, we read all that off of a deal.
We read it off a deal. I should have read that off the deal
earlier?
Prior to reading it off the deal. Yes.
I'm going to start putting sprinkling in little things for you to say, and we'll totally embarrass you and see if you ever catch on beforehand. So
you suck.
Most people would be like, well, you're warning her already. Nah. Mm-mm.
Nah. Mm-mm. We'll I won't remember. Yeah. I'm drinking. How will I remember?
Exactly. She will not remember that. And for this particular episode, we just wanted to get back together because we haven't talked Walking Dead for a while. It's always kind of nice to give ourselves a little bit of a break from The Walking Dead because,
really?
Well, for me it is, in the sense of it re-energizes me. I'm rearing, ready to go, talk about The Walking Dead, and I needed a few weeks break. But then, just that person you can't get rid of in your life that you love, but you sometimes don't want to love.
You're talking about me.
And they always come back, and they want
to
podcast with you.
Yeah.
They text you. They want you to do the radio.
And they say, I love you and stuff.
They want to hug you and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't like hugging. Yeah.
Which we have established in another podcast.
Exactly. Go listen to it. It's the Entourage podcast. It's a lot of fun.
And there are nasty words in that one.
Yeah, lots of nasty words. But yeah, we just wanted to get on, chit-chat about some Walking Dead stuff, a little bit of news, and all that kind of good stuff. Before we get into that, Mom, I have to tell
Justin.
You about The Walking Hope.
Okay.
We were tweeting back and forth with these this individual, this organization, The Walking Hope. It's a really great organization. We were going to, we wanted to put it out there because they were trying to basically get a petition signed because AMC had sent them a cease and desist letter on their shirt designs because they are very similar to The Walking Dead. It almost looks like it says AMC The Walking Dead, but it's RFL The Walking Hope. And they'd sent them a letter like, hey, don't make these shirts anymore, yada, yada, yada. What they didn't know is this is for a great cause. What The Walking Hope does is, for one, it's for all fans that love The Walking Dead. And we all love The Walking Dead, and we love all you people that love The Walking Dead. And it's also to help, mainly to help cancer, like as far as like
help cancer, but to prevent cancer.
Prevent cancer, excuse me. We're not trying to help you, cancer, you bastard.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, cancer sucks. We've both been affected by, you know, somebody passing away from cancer, and it seems like that's the one that gets freaking everybody. Like, what the hell? Like,
I don't know, at least everyone in our family.
Exactly. Let's just rise up and just beat the shit out of this cancer. Knock it in the mouth. Like, that's, I just want a Rocky Balboa cancer in the face sometimes. But unfortunately I can't. But if we, you know, go on The Walking Hope, get their shirts, get their like stuff that they put out there, not only will it be cool because like a lot of the cast and crew wear these Walking Hope shirts, but it will benefit to help out the prevention of cancer, to help go to research for cancer and that kind of stuff for preventing cancer. So yeah, so go check them out. They won. They won. They got the petition. They got it all signed. AMC. They like reached out to the person that runs The Walking Hope. Was like, hey, we're cool now. You can do this. We love the fact that The Walking Dead is helping out with preventing, you know, helping to prevent cancer and helping just like bring cancer survivors together, which is really neat. I mean, that's it's a very big deal. Like we said, everybody that we know that has gotten cancer has not survived. And the fact that, you know, if you do survive, it's a miracle. It's amazing at this point in life because we haven't figured out a way to beat cancer. And so to me, it's awesome whenever you can like have some organization that brings those people together. It brings it kind of can bring everybody together because everybody has somebody that's in their life that has been affected by cancer. So,
and if you survived cancer, we want you on our zombie apocalypse team.
Exactly.
Because you're a badass.
No doubt about it. You're like the biggest badass out there for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, go check them out. Search for The Walking Hope on Facebook, The Walking Hope on Twitter. Go check them out on social media. And yeah, go on there, buy a shirt. Buy some stuff on there. Help out, you know, help out to fund some cancer research. All the proceeds benefit ACS and LLS and various other cancer charities. So really cool. I'm glad that they, you know, they got that petition signed. We signed it at least once or twice.
But yeah, no, just once. That's it. Just once.
Yeah, that's true. I signed it for The Walking Naked. So that's going to be funny if AMC had to read it. And it just says,
yeah,
the walking naked.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting for them, I'm sure. So wanted to put that out there first. Go check them out. And let's get into some news and stuff, some Walking Dead news.
Awesome. Because I've been just like sitting around just, oh, God, I need to talk about this stuff. We did the marathon on AMC, you know, days and days and days. It was only 3 days, but it was a lot of Walking Dead, and it was so great. Yesterday morning, one of the ladies that I work with came in, and she said, okay, I saw this Walking Dead show that you keep telling me about, you know, because it was on. And she said, I sat there and watched hour after hour after hour. And she said, now I can't wait for it to come back on. So I thought, oh, that's so awesome. I have one more person to talk about it with.
That is awesome. I mean, we forget that actually does get a lot of people interested in the show because we're like, why don't you watch it when it's on? But it's just the same thing, you know, like the same mentality that people have on Netflix. They're like, I'm about to binge watch the crap out of this show. And that's what's so nice about it. AMC is, I mean, they're really good about their big, huge events. My dad and I, over the break, over the holidays, you know, we got in on the Breaking Bad marathon. Like, I was like, oh, my God, Breaking Bad is on right now? Let's watch the crap out of that. And I completely forgot about half the stuff that happened in the first couple of seasons. That's the only parts that we got to watch because there's lots of football sprinkled in because my dad's, like, huge in football. So, but it was really cool. I didn't get to see any of the marathon because I don't have AMC, and it was sad, and I wanted to cry in the corner.
I'm sorry. It's so funny because I've seen those episodes so many times, but I find little nuggets of things that I didn't recognize the first time, and I'm still so excited to watch it. And seriously, I mean, it'll literally be the, you know, 8th, 9th, 10th time I've watched an episode, and still I love it so much. And I do love when other people are watching at the same time, too. So that's always so much fun.
I know. That's the number one thing that I was disappointed that I couldn't partake because I could see everybody talking about it, And I mean, I know the episodes, so it's like, oh, I can, you know, I guess the best part is I've already seen those episodes, so I know what happens, so I can still be a part of the conversation, but it's just not quite the same. It's like, I'm not watching it at the exact same time. I even thought about popping in, you know, like getting on Netflix and, you know, marathoning it up until season five so I could be, you know, part of the cool kids instead of
the lame
kids.
I have done that before. When I wasn't close to my TV and I wanted to be part of it. And so I would try to time out where everyone else was watching, you know, which episode they were watching. So, you know, I understand wanting to be part of the cool kids. It's all right.
The only thing that I'll say that I was mad about is that I thought they picked a terrible day to start it, in my opinion. They started it on Tuesday.
Yeah. And at 8 a.m., I mean, I was working.
Yeah, I mean, most everybody was working that Tuesday. I mean, that was because the holiday fell on a weird date in the sense that, you know, Christmas was on Thursday, so that meant New Year's Day was on Thursday. And so most, you know, not every job, but a lot of jobs, they'll give you that Wednesday off and that Thursday, or that Thursday and that Friday.
And I think, didn't we work like 11 hours on Christmas Eve?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
worked a lot on Christmas Eve, but it was mm-hmm. a hell of a lot of fun because we did the radio show together that whole morning, and then I cut my first commercial terribly.
Yes.
I still haven't heard it yet.
It turned out good. I keep forgetting to send it to you.
My live turned out okay?
You're live.
Live from New York, except I wanted to keep saying the fuck it, I'll do it live. If anybody listening right now does not know what that's from, just like go search on YouTube's of Fuck It, I'll Do It Live. Love that video. That is like one of my favorite viral videos ever.
He cut the whole commercial, and I don't know if it was the salesperson or the client who exactly complained and just said, oh, we love all of it except for live. It just sounds like he's saying loud.
Yeah, since those sound so similar.
So, yeah, way similar. They both start with an L. And they're four letters.
They are four letters. They both start with an L. Yeah. I thought I said it excellent the first time.
Yes.
But apparently I did not. So then I had to go back in the little studio booth thing and say it about 10 more times. But it was so awkward
because I was live.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting there with you and some guy that I don't know at all. And he was a super nice guy. But it was still awkward, the fact that I'm like, live. Live.
Okay. Don't draw that part out as much. And
yeah, exactly. It's like, how many times can I say the word live in a different, you know, I don't know, pronunciation or something.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
it was fun though. I mean, we had a blast over the Christmas holidays. We watched a lot of TV, played a lot of video games, and basically vegged out on terrible fast food. It was great.
It was great, and barely got out of our pajamas. Or actually, did we ever?
I went a couple of times to go pick up food in my pajama pants.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
that's what drive-thrus are for. Except the worst part was except on Christmas morning, because there was nobody that was open. It was terrible. We thought we were going to starve to death.
Exactly. We just need food.
Yeah.
And the reason why we say that, we were not in a house. We were in a hotel room. I stayed in a hotel. You stayed with me. It was a whole lot of fun because I brought my PS4. We were like gaming it up, and you had your PS Vita. It was a blast. We watched movies and stuff. We talked about The Walking Dead. Also, I must say, I got the most amazing Christmas gift from you, and it is the Walking Dead season 4 collector's edition, the Tree Walker. It looks so phenomenal. I just did an unboxing video. I had the most fun doing that unboxing video, and half of it was me like not being able to open the damn box.
And you know what's funny is I still have not seen that thing, not in your video. I just mean I never opened it up to see what it looked like. You would have thought it would have just killed me to
open that up. Well,
I should have just done it.
You should
have.
But
now I'll just watch your video.
Now you have to watch the video. I mean, I tried to go all out on the video because I just do it in front of a webcam. It's a very good webcam. Like, the thing must have like, it must be like 50 megapixel webcam or something. Picks up like, you know, if I have a zit, picks it all up on the camera. I'm like, damn it. But yeah, this thing is awesome. I love it. I just watch the video. Go to Ready Click Play on YouTube. I'll have it up shortly. Just go hit the subscribe button so you'll get my videos. I talk about The Walking Dead. I talk about, you know, whatever news, TV shows, movies. I talk about all that kind of stuff. But thank you so much. This thing is awesome. I thank you in the video. So, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Now so. I'll actually watch you.
Yeah. You're like, oh, you talk about me? Talking about me? I think I'll watch it now. Some other cool stuff that happened over the break that we haven't got to talk about. Norman Reedus, a.k.a. Daryl Dixon, and Lauren Cohen, Maggie. Mm-hmm.
A.k.a. Maggie.
Not a.k.a. sexy.
Yeah, no, for you it'd be a.k.a. Maggie.
Maggie. Lauren Cohen, man, she just
she's very pretty.
She's just beautiful. And then she talks and I'm just like, don't just stop it. Just stop.
You know, I can't take it. That accent, it's so gorgeous.
It is. You're just too cute. So yeah. No, but it was their birthdays.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy birthday to both of them. And I will put this out there. Lauren Cohen, we're pretty close in age. Now, I have a girlfriend. She might stab me. hopefully not.
I will say, Norman Reedus, we're pretty close in age. So I don't care who stabs
me. Do I get daddy number two?
Exactly. Andy, hey, you know, you better move fast on it, buddy.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's lots of pictures of them kissing, so it might be, I might just have two daddies. Who knows? I'll take it. If it's Norman Reedus and Andrew Lincoln, I'll take the two daddies. It'll be okay.
So will I.
Yeah, I bet you will. So, oh my goodness. Speaking of Norman Reedus, there's some cool news. This has been long rumored, the fact that Boondock Saints 3 is going to be happening. It's all in the works, getting the script together, getting the cast together, getting everything together. Boondock Saints, of course, is like that. That's the movie that propelled Norman Reedus to stardom. And I love the movie. It's a fantastic film. I don't know what else to say about the movie besides it's awesome. It's one of my favorite, like just one of those surprise cult films that you never really heard of. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this movie's awesome. So.
Well, it's one of those things, too, that if you ever go to any, you know, of the cons, any Comic-Con, you know, there's a huge fan base that they have no idea, any idea who.
Any idea? They ain't got no idea who that is.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. They have no idea who Daryl Dixon is. They just know Norman Reedus from Boondock Saints. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. No, I.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
Do you have any idea what I'm saying?
I don't know how. I don't know what this ideal is you're saying here.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah, well, you just did it.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're fired. No, just kidding. I won't fire you this episode. That's one of those awkward things that, like, people are like, are they kidding?
You bastard.
Are they joking?
Did he just say he was going to fire his mom?
Are they beefing? Are they beefing?
Yes, we are.
The other cool thing about this is of course, is, you know, one of his big co-stars in Boondock Saints, Sean Patrick Flannery. Norman Reedus is putting it out there, and he's kind of a big deal, people, if you didn't know. But he's putting it out there that he wants Sean Patrick Flannery on The Walking Dead.
Which would be pretty awesome, really. I mean, you know how many people would just, I hate to say this word, jizz themselves? Sorry, it was the only one I could think of.
I mean, that's just so eloquent.
It's so
I mean,
crude.
you put it in such, like, just proper wording.
I'm a wordsmith.
You are.
I'm a wordsmith.
You're a word genius. Yes, they would jizz themselves.
Yes, and he's an awesome, awesome, uplifting person. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter, but, I mean, he's just he's amazing. So, and he's super hot.
And, I mean, the dude's like a vampire. He doesn't look like he's aged in 20 years. The cool thing about it is, and Norman Reedus pointed this out, is the fact that in real life, Sean Patrick Flannery is a badass. Like, he's a legit badass. He knows martial arts. He knows all sorts of crazy stuff. And I think we already have the perfect character. Now, I don't know which way they're going to go. And this is a slight spoiler alert for the comics. So if you don't want to hear this, just, you know, put your fingers in your ears and, you know, do really loud. I'll say it quickly. Okay. There's a character in the comics. His name is Jesus. I think that Sean Patrick Flannery would be perfect for this role if he grew his hair out. Now, I don't know how they want to cast this character because, to be honest, in the comic books, because they're black and white, I can't really tell if this dude's Hispanic or if he's white. And his name is Jesus. And you can go Jesus or you can go Jesus.
Yes. I thought he was Hispanic.
I did too. For the longest time, I thought he was Hispanic. And I don't know. He might not be, or he, you know, they may have already said that, yes, you know, he is Hispanic. I just haven't read that anywhere. So if he is, you know, feel free to point it out to us on Twitter. It's at The Walking Naked because I'm just not sure. So, but I think he'd be perfect in that role. I think it would be really cool getting to see him, and especially for a lot of fans, you know, just in case if old Daryl Dixon ever does die,
yes,
they'd have another one of their favorite Boondock Saints members. So,
yep.
All right. So moving on to some other news. Did you get a chance to check out the promo art for The Walking Dead season 5 midseason premiere poster?
The poster.
Yes.
Which I love, but I can't intuit anything from it, really. Could you?
Well, I did a video about it, so I don't know.
No shit.
I don't know if that means anything, but I did do a video.
Did you really?
Hell yeah.
I mean, how many minutes did you get out of
probably
it?
Probably 10. If anybody,
oh,
I mean,
God,
if
you can so talk.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like a hot air balloon. I'm full of hot air. So yeah.
Tell me where I can find that, and then tell me what you said.
Well, I already plugged it once. I feel like a plug whore if I plug it again. But yes, at Ready Click Play, I did a video for it. It's not posted yet. I've got to edit it and everything. I did 4 videos today, 2 Walking Dead videos, and then some other stuff. But yeah, I talked about this the promo poster for the midseason premiere, the fact that it's interesting that there's 2 of them that got released. Now, I had to search for this other one, but one of them has a character that you can't really see, and it's on Rick's left. I don't know which character it is. It's either Sasha or Tara. But then in the other one, it's definitively Maggie. So it's weird that they switched some of them around, and I like the fact that, you know, it's got the new world's going to need Rick Grimes, and it's got the map, yeah, like right there front and center. And I did talk about the fact that I really like that Rick is the center of attention in this poster. So
yes.
I really like that. It's about damn time, people.
It is about time. Yeah.
It's a Rick Grimes world.
And yeah, we're barely living in it.
Yeah, we're barely living in it.
Okay. All right. I see 5.
And my 2 daddies are front and center, actually. So,
I thought that was interesting. That
my 2 daddies are there.
That your 2 daddies were there. I think you remember that sitcom, My 2 Dads.
Yes, I do.
I thought it was interesting that everyone else was, you know, really receded into the background. You know, Rick was way front and center, but you know, the B dude was Daryl.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's just when you go back and you're watching, well, say the first season, you know, I mean, it was just, it was Ann Norman Reedus, you know, towards the end.
Yeah.
Of the opening credits. And now, you know, hey.
He's the only one looking at the camera besides Rick.
Sexy.
Yeah, look at that stare. He's just, he's giving it the eye right now. Definitely. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was clever of them, the fact that they put it out there, and that's what I talk about in my video, the fact that they always have
You're plugging your video again.
No, well, they always have some mystery, some intriguing stuff with their teasers, their trailers. Sometimes not so much with their trailers. They give a little bit too much away, but I thought this was really good. So moving on. So because we told ourselves we're going to do 30 minutes. We're 5 minutes away from that. So.
Oh, crap. We better hurry.
Yeah, we haven't even got to the biggest news story since we've been able to talk since the midseason finale. Well,
you want to just move to that?
Well, I want to talk about this just really quick, and we don't have to talk about it long. I just want to put it out there because I thought it was funny. But The Walking Dead made a really bad top 10 list, and it was the top 10 forged celebrity autographs. Who would have thunk it, huh?
You know, and I will say we've got a couple of them that we know for sure that are actually real because we watched them do it.
Yeah, we paid for it and watched it. Watched them do it right in front of us.
Paid for it. Yeah,
yeah, we did. We paid for it. Actually, I think we still owe somebody one of those too. They won.
Ooh, which one?
They won Emily Kinney. I need to send them the CD, and I need to send you need to send them the poster. So yeah, if you're listening at BAMF Walker, I can't remember, but yeah, if you're listening, we will send that to you. So. We'll get around to it, but I did think that was interesting. Who was it that they joined?
I'm the likes of the Beatles. I mean, come on, JFK, Marilyn Monroe, the Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley. Who, you know, Elvis Presley was, his birthday was today. So
happy birthday.
Yeah, he would have been 80. Yeah, nice, very nice.
Let me hear yours. Let me hear your best Elvis.
Sounds just like yours. Oh, huh. Hey, hey, hey.
And I like how it faded out. Hey, hey.
I just decided at the very last to add that extra hey.
Hey,
and,
hey.
You know how great my acting skills are.
Yeah, if you listen to My Mom Saw Me Naked, you'll find out.
Yeah, they're
lots
poor.
Of good acting skills on that.
Very,
one,
very so. Poor. But can you imagine how honored you would be to be part of the Walking Dead cast and find out that you are up there with JFK,
the
for
Beatles.
God's sake, and the Beatles.
Beatles.
Mine's better.
Yeah, yours is better. Well, the first thing that strikes me is kind of odd. Who is paying for JFK's autograph on a regular basis? What do they think they got this just sitting
somebody's,
around out
yeah,
there? Like
somebody is like sitting there and they're just making new ones. And I'm like, sucka.
Yeah, exactly. Got you again, sucka.
I'm gonna put this shit on eBay.
Yeah, exactly. JFK in the flesh right yeah. here signing autographs.
Oh, my grandma died and look what I found in her attic.
Yeah.
10,000 JFK posters. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about all that, but I thought it was funny. I just wanted to briefly mention that because yeah, JFK, the Beatles, Marilyn, yeah, and again with Marilyn Monroe, what did she sign like 1,000 things before she, you know, before she passed away? I don't know. All right, let's get to the meat of the news, and that is the Walking Dead companion series, which is simply called Cobalt right now. As of right now,
yeah,
it's Cobalt.
I'm not a fan of the name.
No, get rid of that stupid name.
Isn't that a crappy car?
Yeah, it is. I think.
It is.
Actually,
I
don't know. I would.
I mean, it's an okay car.
I would sport
car.
A Cobalt.
I'm sorry.
I think the Cobalt. Cute. Well, I think the Cobalt is the car that is my car of choice in Grand Theft Auto 5. To be honest, it looks like a Cobalt. I think. I honestly don't even know what the hell a Cobalt looks like. It could be a Mercedes Cobalt for all I know.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah. Okay. So the Walking Dead companion series Cobalt. They've gotten some casting. They've been doing work on that show since
Thank
we last talked. Yeah, no, I was like, are they ever going to do anything for this show? And they have announced some of the folks. Let's start with the lower rung people first. And the first one is a British actor. His name is Frank Delane, whom apparently we're supposed to know from Harry Potter. Oh, wait, I remember now. I do remember him from Harry Potter. He played young Tom Riddle. So he played young Voldemort. God, I'm so
like
sorry,
Walmart?
Harry. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Harry Potter people. I just failed you all. But yeah, he played the young Tom Riddle in Harry Potter in The Half-Blood Prince. And then Alicia Debnam Carey, who is actually, she's already been a part of or with another TWD cast member. She was in Into the Storm with Sarah Wayne Callies. So that's pretty interesting. And she's super cute. Like, I don't know how old she is.
I knew that was coming up.
Well, I don't know how old she is.
Okay,
let me see.
I will tell you exactly how old she is.
Let me see.
Oh, it doesn't say how old she is.
Oh, that's right. I did. I looked her up, and yeah,
yeah.
It didn't.
And you're like, oh, is she old enough for me? I don't think she is.
I'm like, is she old enough for me to say she's cute? I think she is. She's got to be at least 20-something. She's got to be maybe 19 or 20, 21, 22. Let's just keep it 23. I don't know. I don't know. But I liked her in Into the Storm. I thought she did a good job playing the little love interest of the younger son of Thorin Oakenshield in Into the Storm. So I'm interested in those two. They're going to be playing two of the characters that I can't remember what their names are going to be. The most interesting though are two of the main castings, and that is Kim Dickens.
Yeah.
Kim Dickens.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Whenever I saw this, that Kim Dickens was going to be a part of this cast, I was like, what? That is crazy talk to me. I was blown away the fact that Kim Dickens was going to be in this. I mean, she's been in Gone Girl, The Blind Side, Sons of Anarchy, White Collar, Friday Night Lights. What do you remember her from Deadwood?
If you were an actress in Hollywood, even if all you had done was movies, and they came up to you and said a Walking Dead companion series, don't you think you would have jumped on that? You're going to be like, you're going to be the one of the main characters. Oh crap! I mean, yeah, you would.
I don't know.
TV is the new movies. Come on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. TV is definitely the new movies. I like the casting of Kim Dickens. I mean, she is a phenomenal actress. I think she's going to kill it on this show. I can't wait to see her kill walkers on a regular basis. And I'm excited. I'm excited for those three. And then I'm especially excited.
I'm very excited too.
I'm excited. I'm excited for Cliff Curtis. Love this dude. He's going to be playing the lead character of the show, the Rick Grimes of the Walking Dead companion series, Sean Cabrera. And Cliff Curtis, he's awesome.
He is, and he is another one of those ones that has a very sexy accent.
He's from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. It's even better than a British accent.
I hope
they let him speak it. I hope he doesn't have to be
Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really don't get that. Why they don't just like...
Although, I will say, there's nothing better for me than Rick Grimes and his Southern accent.
He does a very nice Southern accent these days.
So great.
He's gotten it down really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has gotten it down. If you don't know Cliff Curtis, check out Training Day, The Fountain, Live Free or Die Hard. He was just most recently in Gang Related as the character Javier Acosta. He was in Missing. One of my favorite movies that he did I can't even remember the name of it now. Sunshine. I kept wanting to say Sunset, but it's Sunshine.
I don't remember Sunshine.
Sunshine was the one that starred him, Cillian Murphy, Chris Evans, Rose Byrne, and it was whenever they were a team of astronauts and they were sent to basically reignite the dying sun.
Oh.
Does this ring a bell for
no,
you?
No, but it sounds awesome. I'm going to see if it's on...
It's not.
No. It's on Amazon.
You have to rent it for like $2.99 on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's an incredible movie. It's from Danny Boyle, Danny Boyle is an amazing director. Danny Boyle has done Trainspotting, 127 Hours, 28 Days Later, one of the like greatest zombie movies of all time. So I'm loving Cliff Curtis as Sean Cabrera. So we like the cast. You like it as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I don't like is that we don't have a date.
I don't like that either. Oh, by the way, it's also going to be set in Los Angeles. I failed to mention that. They've actually set a location for it. The not having a date is kind of scary. I thought that this show was going to be happening this summer. Like initially I thought I was like, boom, it's coming out this summer.
Because we were hoping for like a stagger effect, so when we were off season in one, we could have the other one.
Yeah. Which would be great for us.
Yeah. That'd be super great. Instead of us trying to, podcast both of them at the same time.
Yeah. If they do that, then I'm going to be like, all righty, what are you guys doing? I'm sure it'll be, we have to be at this point. It's got to be 100% positive that it's going to be in the summertime. Other than that, it would have to be an 8-episode series, and they would do it in between, the first half of season 6 and the second half of season 6.
And it's interesting that you say that, because I did watch your video where you were discussing what kind of what your predictions were and what you thought about it. Why do you feel, I mean, you were very definitive in that it wouldn't get a full season as far as, you know, like a 16 episodes.
Well,
now, what butthole did you pull that from?
Yeah, exactly. I pulled it straight up out the booty hole. That sounds so disturbing when you say the booty hole. That sounds
was
disgusting.
Butthole better?
Yeah, butthole does sound better. Booty hole sounds really weird. The more and more I think about it, I'm not quite so sure anymore, because this show is like all AMC. This is not a Robert Kirkman thing in the sense of, like, it's not based on any of his properties. This is Robert Kirkman is definitely heavily involved, because it's his entire world that he has built up. I mean, we've read the Walking Dead books from Jay Bonasinga. That's a part of the Walking Dead world as well, that tells different stories in the world. And that's what this is going to supposedly kind of be as well. But I don't know. I guess right at the time, I was definitely definitive. It's not going to be like 12 episodes, not going to be 16 episodes. It's going to be 8 episodes. And the reason why I said that in that video is I just felt that that made more sense for one. It's like, okay, let's do 8 episodes. Let's tell a really tight story. Because sometimes, and I feel like it's happened more often lately, the Walking Dead hasn't had a tight of a story with the 16 episodes as they did in the past with just 12 or 13.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you feel that way. I mean, more Walking Dead is always great. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Like, I'm all about having more Walking Dead. But I am a bigger fan of smaller seasons. Game of Thrones is like perfect, but it's also 60 minutes each episode. I mean,
it's full 60 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes
or 55.
Or sometimes it's like maybe 70 minutes some episodes. So if The Walking Dead did that, or if Game of Thrones, you know, they technically are probably like more like 14 episodes or 13 episodes if they had like The Walking Dead season or episodes where it's like 42 minutes, 43 minutes. So,
yeah.
But the more I think about it, maybe they want money.
That's my thing right there. It's the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they'll have a longer season just because it's such a hot property right now.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you jump on it while you can?
Strike while the iron's hot.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you might be right, more so than I am. And I think the only other reason that I'll say that I think it was going to be a shorter season is because they could get it out there faster. I mean,
we can see that's not happening.
Well, no. Well, it's ramping up pretty rapidly. They said that they're going to start filming. I think it's pretty soon that they're going to actually start filming.
Didn't we start really just with the start? It seems like it was about a year ago that we really started talking about this. Now, we didn't get a solid answer on it until just a couple of months ago that, you know, for sure that this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when that came out, I thought we were already for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we've been hearing about this for a while now. It seems like 2 Comic-Cons ago is when they first announced it. And that's why I said, like, literally, I thought it was going to be this summer of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the longest time, I was like, yeah, this is going to be so awesome. Season 5 is going to end. Then we're going to get the companion series. And we still may get that. I don't think that would be a good thing. I want them to take their time if they're just now getting all, like, the cast together.
Right.
You know, going out. The location scouts are, like, getting all the locations ready. Take your time. I want a good show. I don't need it rushed or anything. We will survive without The Walking Dead for another summer. It's quite all right. I would much rather the show be good. Because, for one, Daredevil is going to be badass, and it comes out on Netflix this summer. I cannot wait. As well as The
funny.
Strain. Strain's going to be good, too.
Exactly.
Plug, The Strain podcast.
Yeah, which we do a podcast for that, and
yes.
So many other things.
Oh. Let's wrap up the Cobalt talk.
Okay, I just want to tell you one thing real quick that I noticed on IMDb,
mm-hmm.
and that was originally we had Morales as a character he doesn't show up anymore.
Oh, he's not there anymore?
Mm-mm.
Sons of bitches. Well, he was there for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Now they show the four characters.
Yeah, because I mean, to be honest, I feel like we were one of the first people that saw that. This is like weeks, almost a month ago. We were looking around on the Cobalt page, and yeah, Morales popped up there, and that was like the hot rumor, right, was that he was going to be returning to the show. You know, we talked to him at Walker Stalker Con in Atlanta. We asked him, like, where's Morales at? You can go back. You can listen to that interview. It's, I don't know, a couple episodes back. And, you know, he was kind of coy about it. He was like, oh, I don't know where Morales is, and I can't really talk about it. So that was always one of the big question marks. Where's Morales? So I don't know. It would be interesting. I would love to see some of the Walking Dead Season 1 characters that we didn't find out what happened to them, if we actually found out where they are in life, or even if it is a prequel show, you know, who they were in LA and then maybe they went to Georgia, which could be cool too.
That's another interesting thought that we'll have to delve into more later.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get all up in the companion series.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You didn't, before we wrap up though, you didn't like my ending in my video. I said that the shows should both end at the same time. The companion series should end, and then the Walking Dead, as we know it, Rick and them, should end as well.
And, oh, no, you didn't say Rick and them.
Well, Rick and Carl.
Yeah, that's the only ones that you want to be alive in the entire universe.
Yes.
How are we going to make any more babies?
Not happening. That's the last stand there. Well, I did mention, though, that I said, well, they need, I guess they would need a female around as well. But in my video, I talked about the fact that I would want the Walking Dead companion series. I want everybody to die. I want all of the characters to die in the companion series.
Mm-hmm.
But I want them to have figured out something like about the cure, because that's
right,
one thing.
You want some answers.
Yeah, I want some freaking answers. And I feel like the companion series, they should go there. That's one thing that I'm like, go there, companion series. If The Walking Dead, as we know it right now, is not going to go there, one of the series needs to do that. They need to find a cure. And I, in my video, I said that the perfect ending would be that the characters in the companion series in Cobalt, they find the cure. They have it, but they can't get it to the rest of the world. And they die. All of them die. And then the last shot, so that series ends, but the last shot of The Walking Dead is Rick and Carl walking into like this just completely destroyed LA.
The Hollywood sign,
yeah,
on the hill.
Exact Hollywood sign's falling down. Everything's broken. And we know that that's where they had the cure in LA. Like they had the cure. So Rick and Carl, they're coming in there and scene ends. You never know if Rick and Carl find the cure. You never know if like, you never know what happens to Rick and Carl. You just know that they're in the same spot that the cure is at. And that's it. That's the end of the series. Game over. Walking Dead's done. You can't get a better ending than that, Robert Kirkman. I mean, holler at your boy.
do have a lot of ideas.
You don't need to give me any money. Okay, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can give me writing credits, but
you
can break me off a few thousand dollars or something. So I just think that's a perfect ending for the entirety of the series, for both series. So, but yeah, you didn't like that as
and
much.
And then Snake Plissken comes out.
Mm-hmm. Escape from LA. So, well, we're officially 14 minutes over. Did you want to say anything else about that, or do you want to just wrap it up?
No, good ending. Good job.
Okay.
Good job, you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. well, that's all we got. We're going to be coming back we're going to have a couple more episodes, I think, before the Walking Dead midseason premiere.
A couple? I thought we decided on a lot more than a couple.
Well, yes.
It's a surprise. It's a surprise. Hit subscribe so that you get all the lot more than a couple.
Yes. Hit that subscribe button. Rate and review us. Please, please do that. We need that in our lives. We need it to like more people to find us, more of the cast members to like actually recognize us.
Yes. That would be nice.
It would be nice instead of like me having to tweet them all the time and be like, my mom and I have a really cool podcast. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I know they're like, oh, look at this dweeb.
He's doing a podcast with his mommy. That's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
Except it's called The Walking Naked. Yeah. That's just gross.
Exactly. Then they're like, oh, I thought you were sweet. Now you're a disgusting kid. Get out of my face. And then I'm like, I'm not a kid. I'm an old ass dude. And then they're like, all right, we're going to call the authorities. This is really bad.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah. But we're going to get into all of our favorite moments from the first half of season 5. We're going to get into like questions that we have for the back half of season 5 and just stuff like that we're looking forward to. We've got a really cool plan for how we're going to do it all, and we can't wait for you to check it out. So tell your friends, tell your family members, tell the Walking Dead family, tell everybody that you know.
That's right.
Or if you don't know them, tell them.
Tell them anyway.
Yeah, tell them anyway. And that's it. And I think we're talking about doing a podcast for 12 Monkeys, and actually having another host, which would be kind of cool. So it would be our first time that we have another co-host.
Right. And add some flavor.
Yeah, exactly. Add some flavor. You know. Plus, you know, that way. You're like, oh my God, I'm so sick of you, Justin. We need another co-host in here. Get one now before I murder you.
I didn't say it to be mean.
Yeah.
I just was like, I'm sick of you.
Yeah. I didn't say it to be mean. I just hate your guts.
I mean, maybe somebody will buy me some Walking Dead presents. You know.
Hey, somebody needs to get paid. So.
That's true.
That we need more people
need
to listen.
I need
multiple dollars at this point.
Hey.
I'll start singing if you'll start handing me dollars. I'll be like, I need a dollar. Yeah, I'll sing at the end of every episode. We're thinking about creating a Patreon page at some point so that way, you know, if you like our show, you know, you want to throw us a dollar or two, we could use it for sure. It would be great. It would help us do these podcasts. We do everything for free right now. So, which we don't mind. It's fun just getting to interact with people, that kind of stuff. But it would be nice every once in a while making a few bucks here and there. So, check out if we do the 12 Monkeys, you know, maybe we'll put it in the feed. So if you see like says 12 Monkeys, just know that that's our other podcast and you should go subscribe to it and, you know, let us know on Twitter at The Walking Naked and on Facebook The Walking Naked if you're interested in the 12 Monkeys. Have you seen the promos? Are you like liking it so far? Let us know all about it. So
it's gonna be fun. It's all exciting.
It is. It's exciting times.
All this great TV coming up. I can't stand it.
I know. We got to get off here and go watch it right now. So
yeah, I think you're right. All right. Well, and you can find me Ditzy DJ on Twitter, in addition to our The Walking Naked. Shut your mouth.
I just like, you can find me, Ditzy DJ.
Well, because
like you are
always
the
ask
Ditzy
me.
DJ.
It's Ditzy DJ.
Yeah, there you are.
So I guess I am the Ditzy, and you are the Naked_nerd.
I am. I guess we both got to own it. We both have the worst Twitter names of all time. Yeah,
we couldn't have just put our names.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we had to do weird stuff with
it. Justin at Kelly at Twitter.
I know.
But
I
now it's at Ditzy DJ with two T's and at the Naked_nerd. Great.
God.
All right.
If we only knew then what we know now.
Exactly. Got to rebrand.
That's right. Okay. Well, all right. I'm going to go.
All right.
It's my bedtime.
All right. Mine as well. It was a lot of fun. Hope you all enjoyed it, and make sure that you hit that subscribe button and look for more stuff. We're going to be recapping the show each and every week and more podcasts to come.
All right. Have a good week. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I need a dollar. Share with